Let
us turn our Bible to New Testament, the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。Verse
1. Therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this stand firm in the Lord, my beloved.
我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。
I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord.
我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格里勉和并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。Indeed,
true yoke fellow, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。Rejoice
in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。Let
your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。Be
anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。Finally,
brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。The
things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。But
I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity.
我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be in content in whatever circumstances I am.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随事随在，我都得了秘诀。I
know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。I
can do all things in him who empowers me.
然而你们和我同受患难，原是美事。Nevertheless,
you have done well to share with me in my affliction.
菲利比人呐，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。You
yourself also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone.
就是我在帖撒罗尼迦。 你们也一次两次地打发人供给我的需用。
For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs.
我并不求什么馈送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
Not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the fruit which increases to your account.
但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的馈送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
But I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God.
我的神，必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
请问在基督耶稣里的各位圣徒安，在我这里的众弟兄都问你们安。
Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you.
众圣徒都问你们安，在该撒家里的人特特地问你们安。
All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household.
愿主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, how our hearts rejoice.
因为你成了我们一生的救主。
Because you are the savior of our whole life.
我们感谢你，你天天这样来扶持我们，天天来带领我们。
We thank you daily, you lead us and you uphold us.
让我们常常在你恩典里面享受你丰盛的宴席。
So we can always enjoy an abundant feast in your grace.
让我们越过越发现你是何等的宝贵的救主。
That daily we realize what a precious savior you are.
早晨我们再一次来到你面前的时候
This morning again we come before your presence
我们真的要把我们满心的感谢和赞美都来归给你
We want to pour out all the thanksgiving and praises from our hearts
实在感谢你这样的来引领我们
Truly we thank you for leading us
让我们常在基督里面夸胜
That we can always boast in victory in Christ Jesus
享受你在基督里所为我们预备的一切的丰盛
We can enjoy all the abundance that you have prepared in Christ Jesus
早晨当我们一同在读你话语的时候
This morning as we open your words
实在求主的圣灵来开启我们
May your Holy Spirit enlighten us
虽然我们很多的话语都是相当的熟悉
Even though we know these words very well
我们实在求主的圣灵主啊来光照我们
We ask your Holy Spirit to shed light in our hearts
让我们在这里能够来遇见你
so that we can meet you here
能够让你在向我们说话的时候我们有耳的我们都能够听见
As you speak to us let all who have ear let them hear
我们一同仰望你的怜悯
We look up for your mercy
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus we pray Amen
我们每一次读到腓立比书的时候
Every time we read the book of Philippians
我们里面都感觉到非常的喜乐
There is a joy in our heart
因为我们看见这里面不仅说到那一个救恩的喜乐
We see not only talks about the joy of salvation
更是说到我们每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女这得救以后我们在生活中的喜乐
But it also speaks of a joy that we experience in our life for everyone who is saved by His grace
当我们得救的时候我们实在是充满了欢喜和快乐
When we were first saved, we were full of joy
真的好像这救恩的乐歌天天的环绕我们一样
That the joy of salvation surrounds us daily
弟兄姊妹好像以色列百姓他们过了红海的时候
Just as the Israelites, as they passed through the Red Sea
他们在红海边上看见神把仇敌都淹在红海的里面
On the other side of the Red Sea, they witnessed how the Lord has
他们
all the enemies.
他们过红海如同走干地
They went through the Red Sea as if walking on dry land.
他们蒙了极大的拯救。
They have received great salvation.
他们在红海边上天天欢喜快乐，在那里称颂赞美神。
So they can rejoice daily on the side of the Red Sea and praise their God.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们知道红海边上并不是神的目的。
But we know just on the shore of the Red Sea is not just the only purpose of the Lord.
神今天把我们从世界、从罪恶里面拯救出来。
The Lord did save us out of the world, out of sin.
他要来继续的带领我们。
But he wants to lead us further.
我们得救的时候那个喜乐实在是非常宝贵。
Yes, we have a great joy as we were saved.
但这里面腓立比书所告诉我们的不仅仅是这样的喜乐。
But the book of Philippians tells us a joy more than just the joy of salvation.
而是我们这一生在主的面前所有的喜乐。
But it is a joy of our whole life before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的生活乃是喜乐的生活。
Brothers and sisters,A Christian life should be a joyful life.
弟兄姊妹，这是正常的基督徒生活。
It would be a normal Christian life.
为什么基督徒的生活是喜乐的生活呢？
How come Christian lives are so joyful?
因为神的拯救太奇妙了。
Because God's salvation is indeed
他不仅把我们从罪和死亡里拯救出来。
Not only he saved us out of sin and death.
他要在我们身上恢复神起初造人的目的。
But he will restore the purpose for which God created us.
要在我们身上彰显他自己的荣耀。
He wants to manifest his glory in us.
彰显神的全能。
To manifest his power.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天活在地上实在是有意义的。
We have a meaning living on this world.
主今天把我们摆在地上实在太有意义了。
He still keeps us on this earth. There's a meaning. There's a purpose.
在腓立比书第一章所告诉我们的。
Just as the Philippians chapter 1 told us.
只要凡事放胆。
Be of courage.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
Whether in death or in life, that Christ might be magnified.
活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
Because to live is Christ and to die is gain.
弟兄姊妹，我们活着到底干什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
主为什么今天还让我们在地上活着？
Why does God still cause us to live in this world?
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上活着的意义就是把主耶稣基督彰显出来。
The meaning of our life in this world is to magnify Jesus Christ.
因为我们今天活着就是基督在那里活着。
Because to live is Christ lives
in us. 因为我活着就是基督。
Because for me to live is Christ.
因为我们自己已经，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Because our old self has already been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
Not I live, not that I who live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样活着的时候，我们里面充满了喜乐。
As we live like this, our hearts will be filled with joy.
而且还有欢喜。
And we'll rejoice even more.
只要基督显出来，我们就欢喜。
As long as Christ is magnified, then we will rejoice.
那么主耶稣基督显出来，那是怎样的一种情形呢？
And how is it when the Christ is magnified?
第二章就给我们看见主耶稣基督的榜样。
So in chapter 2, it causes us to see the example of Jesus.
这个生命显出来，他那个形象是怎样的形象呢？
He causes us to see the form of this life of Christ when it's revealed.
乃是一个谦卑顺服的形象。
It is image of humility and obedience. It's image of a lamb.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主他就是神。
Our Lord Jesus is God.
他与父同等。
He was equal with the Father.
他与父原为一。
He was one with the Father.
但是却不以与神同等为强夺的。
Yet he did not treat equality with God something to be grasped.
他反倒虚己。去掉奴仆的形象。
But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant.
弟兄姊妹，当基督从我们身上显出来的时候，这里有一个形象。
So when Christ is revealed through our life, there is an image.
那是一个奴仆的形象。
It's an image of a bond servant.
成了人的样式。
Taking the form of man.
既有人的样子，他就自己卑微。
Being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself.
存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，你发现哪里有谦卑，有顺服？
You see, wherever there is humility, wherever there is obedience,
哪里充满了喜乐?
There will be filled with joy.
哪里有结党?
Wherever there is strife,
哪里有贪图虚浮的荣耀?
Wherever there is a selfish ambition,
哪里有看自己比别人强?
Wherever someone treats himself higher and better than other people,
你就发现就没有喜乐。
We see that there is no joy.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的生活是喜乐的生活。
Brothers and sisters, a Christian life is a joyful life.
基督徒的生活不是一个很 很就 boring， 很那个好像无聊的生活。
A life of Christian is not a boring one.
弟兄姊妹，基督徒的生活是非常充实的生活。
It's a very full life.
不仅仅我们生活的意义是要基督显明出来。
Not only the meaning of life is for Christ to be revealed.
而且基督徒的生活是充满了追求的。
But that our life is full of pursuit.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是追求那些粪土。
We do not pursue after
the rubbish.
There is nothing to be joyful about pursuing rubbish. What is our purpose?
我们的目的乃是以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
That our purpose is to view the surpassing excellency of the
value of knowing Christ.
Whenever we experience Christ, whenever we come to know Christ, we will be filled with joy. Because our Lord Jesus is so abundant. So there is a word in the Bible that says it's the unfathomable abundance. No matter how you measure it. And he's beyond measure. He's so abundant.
使徒保罗说他以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
So the Apostle Paul says he has the excellency of knowing Christ.
为他的缘故他丢弃万事为粪土。
For the sake of Christ, he treats all things as rubbish.
他要认识主耶稣基督。
For the sake of knowing
Christ. 晓得他复活的大能。
Knowing the power of his resurrection, knowing the fellowship of his suffering,
磨成他死的形状,
being conformed to the likeness of his death, so that he can be conformed to the likeness of his resurrection. And he paints such a beautiful, glorious picture for us. This is a Christian life, it's a joyful life. Because we have a life with a purpose, with pursuit.
忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That we forget what lies behind, but press on towards what lies ahead.
弟兄姊妹,
to press on towards the goal.
这是基督徒的生活。
This is a Christian life.
这是一个充满喜乐的生活。
This is a life filled with joy.
当我们读到第四章的时候, 他更告诉我们, 大大的喜乐。
When we come to chapter 4, he even says, rejoice in the Lord always.
我想这个喜乐实在是好像都满溢出来了。
It's a great joy that even overflows.
他是指说大大的喜乐。
He said, rejoice greatly.
第十节那天我靠主大大的喜乐。
In verse 10, he says, I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
为什么是大大的喜乐呢?
How come he can rejoice so greatly?
弟兄姊妹，不仅我们有生活的意义。
Not only we have a meaning in our life,
我们生活的榜样,
not only we have an example for our life, not only Christ became the purpose of our life,
这里更告诉我们, 他得着了生活的秘诀。
But also here he tells us he has learned the secret.
弟兄姊妹, 他里面真的是欢喜快乐。
Therefore he rejoiced greatly.
因为他得着了生活的秘诀。
Because he has learned the secret of living.
他说, 我知道怎样储卑贱，怎样储丰富。 或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
In verse 12, he says, I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live with prosperity. In every and any circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need.
靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all things in him who empowers me.
这个中文的翻译呢，跟英文有一点区别，我觉得英文翻译非常好。他说是在那个。 加我能力者的里面，我凡事都能做。
The English translation is very good. It says, "In Him who gives me, who empowers me, who strengthens me."
弟兄姊妹，基督徒生活的秘诀是什么？
What is the secret of a Christian life?
就是在那加我能力者的里面。
That is that we are in Him who empowers me.
简单讲，就是在基督里。
Very simply, we are in Christ.
非常简单。
Very, very simple.
在基督里。
In Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒生活的秘诀。
That is a secret of a Christian life.
你说就这么简单吗？
You ask, is that so simple?
这我早就知道了。
Didn't I know that long time ago?
我听过很多遍了。
I've heard it so many times already.
中文只有四个字。
There's only four letters in Chinese.
那么英文更简单，只有两个字。
English is even more simple. It's only two words.
就这么几个字，就是我们的秘诀吗？
Just two words, that's our secret?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,别看就这么几个字。
Oh, do not just look lightly upon these few words.
非常宝贵啊。
It is so precious.
你知道使徒保罗,他认识到这件事,他喜乐到一个地步,他说大大的喜乐。
You know how Apostle Paul, when he finally realized the secret, he rejoiced greatly.
弟兄姊妹,我不知道你里面有没有大大的喜乐。
I don't know if you have this such great joy in your heart.
这有什么?
And maybe you ask, what is that?
这有什么好喜乐的?
What's so great about that?
就这么几个字吗?
Only two words.
在基督里。
In Christ.
两个字, in Christ. 就这么两个字。
Two words in English.
这有什么好大大喜乐的呢?
What's so great about, what's to rejoice about?
弟兄姊妹, 这实在是我们 基督徒生活的秘诀啊。
But truly, brothers and sisters, that is the secret.
如果我们真的认识到这个秘诀的时候,
if we really come to understand this,
我们会和使徒保罗一样大大的喜乐。
We will be just like Apostle Paul to rejoice greatly.
弟兄姊妹,真的愿神的圣灵来开启我们。
May the Holy Spirit open us and enlighten us.
让我们不仅知道一个在基督里这个词的道理。
Not only will we know the meaning behind in Christ,
让我们真的知道这里所说的那个秘诀到底是什么。
But we will truly know what the secret is.
我们知道使徒保罗在这里把这个秘诀交通给腓立比的圣徒。
We see Paul is fellowshipping the secret and sharing it with the saints in Philippi.
因为在他们中间失去了喜乐。
Because among them they have lost the joy.
在他们中间好像喜乐不起来。
As if they cannot find joy anymore.
他们中间有了难处。
There were difficulties among them.
到底难处有多少,我们不是很晓得。
We don't quite know how great the difficulty was.
这里特别略略地提到有一个难处。
It only mentioned at least one here.
就是在他们中间有两个姊妹彼此不能够同心。
That there were two sisters among them, they do not have the same heart.
这两个姊妹是非常有摆上的姊妹。
They have all offered a lot of themselves.
他们是与 使徒保罗一同劳苦的。
They have both suffered and for the sake of gospel with Paul.
福音的事工上与保罗一同同工的。
They have shared the struggle and were co-yoke fellows. They both love the Lord.
他们有许多的服侍。
They both have many services.
因着他们两个不同心的缘故。
But they cannot live in harmony.
你发现整个聚会都受了影响。
That the whole fellowship was affected.
弟兄姊妹,不要以为我们和弟兄之间有中间隔断的墙是小事。
Do not treat dividing wall between you and brother as a small thing.
弟兄姊妹,有中间隔断的墙,你发现在聚会里就失去了喜乐。
This dividing barrier between you and brother will cause you to lose all the joy.
不仅他们两个失去了喜乐, 好像整个的聚会都失去了喜乐。
Not only just between those two, but the entire fellowship lost their joy.
弟兄姊妹,使徒保罗就用这一个生活的秘诀来帮助他们。
So Paul, Apostle Paul helps them with the secret of living.
弟兄姊妹,我不知道你怎么样来帮助两个不能同心的人。
I don't know how you can help two persons who are not in harmony.
你能不能帮助两个不同心的,让他们能够同心?
How can you help two persons that have different heart to have the same heart?
我不知道你怎么帮助他们。
I don't know how you can help them.
如果有两个人, 缺少衣食, 我觉得那好像还容易一点。
If they both lack living essentials, then maybe that's easy.
如果有两个人有其他的难处, 好像还有点办法。
If they all lack other things and have other difficulties, maybe you can find ways to help
但
them.
但如果有两个弟兄不同心啊,
But if they do not have the same heart,
弟兄姊妹,你怎么来帮助他们?
How can you help them?
使徒保罗告诉我们有个秘诀。
So Paul tells us there's a secret.
用这个秘诀来帮助他们。
Help them with the secret.
让他们都在主里面。
So that they will be both in Christ.
弟兄姊妹,事物永远叫人分的。
All the things and the matters of this world will cause us to
divide. 同心只有在基督里才有同心的。
Only when you're in Christ, you can have the same mind.
弟兄姊妹,如果你盼望有两个不能同心的弟兄,他们能够同心的话,
If you desire for two brothers who have a different, separate heart to have the same heart,
你必须知道怎样帮助他们能够在基督里。
Then you have to know how to help them to be in Christ.
这里不是说地位上在基督里。
It is not about a position that they're in Christ.
这是在经历里面在基督的里。
But in experience, they need to be in Christ.
在地位上神把我们放在了基督里。
Positionally, the Lord, God has already placed this in us.
实在是神的恩典。
It is all by His grace.
我们得以在基督里乃是本乎神。
It is out of God that we are in Christ.
弟兄姊妹的恩典太大了。
It is such a wonderful grace.
弟兄姊妹，今天在基督里的一切的丰盛都是我们的。
All the abundances and the blessings in Christ are ours.
因为神把我们这些蒙恩得救都放在了基督的里面。
Because God has saved us by His grace and placed us in Christ.
但问题在这里。
But there is a problem.
实际有没有活在基督里？
Have you lived in Christ in reality?
还是我们活在自己里面？
Or do we live in ourselves?
还是活在道理的里面？
Or do we live in the doctrine?
活在理由的里面？
Do we live in the reasoning?
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗给我们看见，要帮助两个人能够同心的话。
So Apostle Paul tells us, if you want to help two people to be in harmony,
你得能够帮助他们活在基督里。
Then you need to help them to live in Christ.
你说这更难了。
You said, well, that's even more difficult.
我怎么能够帮助人活在基督里呢？
How can I help anyone to live in Christ?
我不知道弟兄你有什么办法。
I don't know what method you can come up with.
你有什么办法帮助一个人活在基督里？
What ways can you come up with to help someone to live in Christ?
你发现有一个人他活在肉体里面。
You see someone living in their own flesh?
你怎么帮助他？
How can you help them?
你用什么道来给他讲呢？
What doctrine can you preach?
是不是你把腓立比书一到四章都给他念一遍呢？
Are you going to read through Philippians chapter 1 through 4?
弟兄姊妹，你到底怎样帮助这样的人呢？
How can you help anyone?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道使徒保罗他这里他能够帮助他们。
But here we know Apostle Paul was able to help them.
因为他自己是一个活在基督里的。
Because he himself lived in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情的原则非常的简单。
The spiritual principles are very simple.
就是我们在主里面经历学习有多少，我们就能够帮助别人有多少。
That however much we have learned and experienced in the spiritual realm, that's how much we can help others.
我在主里没有经历没有学习的。
If I have never experienced in the spirit,
我可以讲那个道。
Even though I can preach a doctrine,
但是别人却得不到什么帮助。
But the other person cannot receive any help.
如果我是一个天天活在肉体里的一个人，
If I live in the flesh myself, daily,
我却要帮助我的弟兄活在基督里。
And I try to help my brother, help him to live in the spirit.
我最多给他讲一篇正确的道。
The most I could do is to share a gospel or
a doctrine that's correct. 我却不能对他的生命中有真实的帮助。
But I cannot help him in true life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面学习经历有多少，我们才能够帮助人有多少。
However much we can learn in the Spirit, that's how much we can help others.
假如说我只认识主耶稣的宝血。
If we only, for example, if I only know the precious blood of Christ.
我只知道主耶稣的宝血能够洗净我们的罪。
If I only know that the precious blood of Christ can cleanse all my sins.
主借着他的宝血真的是称我们为义。
And through the precious blood, he truly justified us.
我只认识这一点。
I only know this much.
当我盼望帮助弟兄姊妹有十字架的经历。
But somehow I want to help others to have the experience of the cross.
那我就用头脑了。
I can only use my own mind.
我想什么是十字架呢？
I will think to myself, what is the cross?
你看看十字架。
Oh, let me look at the cross.
它是何等痛苦的一件事。
It is such a painful suffering.
所以十字架是痛苦。
So I'll say,Cross is suffering.
所以我就带领我的弟兄来经历十字架。
So I'll try to lead all my brothers to experience the cross.
所以你发现我们两个都掉进了痛苦的坑中。
So both of us will fall into the pit of suffering.
因为这是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都掉在坑里。
Because that's a blind leading the blind, both will fall into the pit.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主里面没有学习的话，
If we have not learned in Christ,
我们没有办法能够来帮助我们的弟兄。
Then we cannot help anyone else.
那我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们看见使徒保罗，他说他在这里有了学习。
Here Apostle Paul that said he has learned.
而且他说他还学会了。
And he has learned it.
他真的是学会了。
He has truly learned it.
不仅是学会了。
Not only he learned it.
我们读第三章的时候，我们知道他是忘记背后，努力面前，在那里一直的学。
But we see in chapter 3 that he forgets what lies behind and presses on towards what lies ahead. He continues and presses on.
这样的一个人他可以去帮助人。
So a person like that, he can help others.
他自己学过在基督里。
He have learned how to be in Christ.
他知道什么叫做在基督里。
He knows what it means to be in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们听了很多在基督里。
Brothers and sisters, we have heard a lot of messages about being in Christ.
我们要活在基督里。
We want to live in Christ.
到底活在基督里是什么样子呢？
What does that really mean to be living in Christ?
到底活在基督里的那个是怎样一种表现呢？
What is the manifestation of being living in Christ?
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们天然的人有一个很大的软弱。
We see that there is a great weakness for all of us natural.
有的时候我们真的是自己会骗自己的。
That we will deceive ourselves.
有的时候自己明明活在肉体的里面。
Sometimes we clearly is living in our own flesh.
活在我们自己里面。
We're living in our own self.
感觉我是活在基督里。
But somehow we can feel that we're living in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，到底活在基督里是什么？
What is living in Christ?
我们感谢主，圣灵借着使徒保罗他的学习，给我们看见到底什么叫做在基督里。
We thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit can use Apostle Paul to cause us to see what it means to live in Christ.
他首先就告诉我们。
First, it tells us.
一个在基督里有学习的人。
For a person who's learning how to live in Christ,
你发现他的眼光不一样了。
That his eyesight is different.
他说：“我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们啊。”
He says, "My beloved brethren, in whom I long to see."
如果这些弟兄们都是充满了喜乐
，If all these brothers are filled with joy.
他们确实是我所亲爱的。
Then truly they are my beloved.
他们是我所想念的。
Then whom I long to see.
当我的弟兄们出了难处。
But if they have difficulties.
我的弟兄的难处都越不过去了。
And they can't even overcome the difficulties.
甚至弟兄和弟兄都不能交通了。
That they even lost the fellowship between brothers.
他还是我所亲爱的吗？
Are they still my beloved brethren?
他还是我所想念的吗？
Do I still long to see them?
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里的一个人
，for a person in Christ，
一个实际活在基督里的人
，who is living in the reality of Christ，
他的眼光被改变了
，his eyesight is changed，
他不再凭着肉体来认人了
，he will no longer recognize anyone according to the fleshly eye，
他今天是在基督里来看每一个弟兄姊妹
，he is now in Christ， so he sees every brother and sister through the eye of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得你的弟兄是个痛苦，是个 pain,
if you feel that your brother is a pain,
甚至有人是 pain on the neck, 甚至那太痛了。
If you feel someone is a pain on your neck,
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你能帮助他吗？
Do you think you can help them?
弟兄姊妹，我们没有办法帮助我们的弟兄。
We really cannot help anyone.
如果你看见你的弟兄是你所亲爱的 but, 是你所想念的
But if you see your brother as beloved brethren as someone you long to see
弟兄姊妹我们可以帮助他
Then perhaps you can help them
因为你在基督里有一点点的学习
Because you have learned a little in Christ
这叫做在基督里
That is to be in Christ
在基督里我们的眼光变了
Our eyesight have changed
弟兄姊妹这个使徒保罗他给我们看这个在基督里何等的宝贵呢
You see how precious it is to be in Christ
在基督里那个眼光真的和世上的眼光完全不一样
That our perspective is completely changed
甚至你看福音朋友都不一样了
Even when you see gospel friends they're different
你知道我们中间有的朋友他真的是一到了点就来吃饭的
We have friends among us who are very sharp on time as they come to eat
12:15
At 12:15.
因为我们那边这个其实晚一点，所以我们结束是12:15.
Because in Dumbo we sometimes go a little longer, so we finish our message around 12:15.
所以十五分他来了。
So we have friends that will come right on time at 12:15.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想帮助他的话
，If you want to help them，
你说这是来吃饭的。
Do you treat them as someone who's here to eat？
弟兄姊妹，你不能帮助他。
Then you can't help them.
他是来吃饭的。
Because you see them as someone that's just here to eat.
你怎么帮助他呢
？How do you help them?
你跟他一碰，他就知道你是说他来吃饭的。
As soon as you meet him, he will know your attitude. You treat him as someone he just for the food.
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里的人
，For anyone to be in Christ,
他的眼光变了。
Your perspective changes.
后面他告诉我们
，And continues to tell us,
你们应当在主里站立得稳。
Stand firm in the Lord.
一个在基督里的人，他是自己站立得稳的一个人。
For anyone to be in Christ, he himself first have to stand firm.
如果你想帮助人的话
，If you want to help anyone,
弟兄姊妹，我们自己需要站稳了。
We ourselves need to stand firm.
如果我还是一摇三晃的
，If I'm still wavering,
当我看见弟兄掉在坑里了
，If I see someone in the pit,
我怎么把他拉上来呢？
How can I pull him up?
像有的弟兄这样说。
Some brothers have said,
我看见弟兄掉在一个坑里。
I see one brother falling in one pit.
我自己掉在另外一个坑里。
I am in another pit.
因为你看见掉坑里，你很难过吗？
Because, you're filled with sorrow as you see someone in the pit.
你在那里这个正在受搅扰。
And you were troubled.
你批评你论断。
And you judge them.
你落在了批评论断的坑里面。
Then you fall into the pit of criticizing and judging.
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里的人
，For anyone to be in Christ，
他是在基督里站稳的一个人。
He stands firm in the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，不是站在道理的上面站得稳。
He does not stand firm on the
doctrine。不是站在理由上站得稳的。
He does not stand firm on logics。
是在主里面站得稳。
But he stands firm in the Lord。
你说怎么在主里站得稳呢
？How do you stand firm in the Lord？
弟兄姊妹，你不要站边。
Do not stand on the edge。
不是，你不要站在 either side。
Do not stand on either side.
弟兄姊妹，你说这边人多，我站在这一边，一定站得稳。
You say, oh, this on this side has more people than I'll stand on
this side. 这一边有道理，我站在这一边。
Or you say that person have a good reasoning, I should stand on his side.
弟兄姊妹，你站不稳的。
Then you won't be standing firm.
站在主这一边。
You have to stand firm in the Lord.
你发现使徒保罗他在面临哥林多教会难处的时候，他站在主这一边。
We remember how Apostle Paul was treating all the difficulties in the church of Corinth.
你发现在哥林多教会里面至少分了四派，对不对
？So there were four divisions.
有属基法的
，some were belongs
有属亚波罗的
，some belongs to Apostle.、
还有属他自己属保罗的
，some belongs to the Paul.
还有属基督的
，some say we belong to Christ.
非常属灵了
，and they were very spiritual.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现使徒保罗没有站在任何人的一边
，but you see Apostle Paul did not stand on anyone's side.
就是有人站在他这边，他也不站在他们一边。
Even if someone stands on his side, he does not stand on their side.
弟兄姊妹，他们的心归向你，但你的心不能归向他们。
Even though their heart It's yours, you cannot give your heart to them.
我们需要在主里站稳了。
We need to give our heart.
我站在主这一边。
In the Lord, on his side.
我在你们中间不知道别的。
I say, I do not know anything among you.
知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Christ and Christ crucified.
你看他站得多么稳。
See how firmly he stood.
弟兄姊妹，一个在基督里的人。
Brothers, sisters, for a person to be in Christ.
他不是一个站边的人。
He does not stand on anyone's side.
他乃是站在主这一边。
He stands on the Lord's side.
站得非常的稳。
And he will stand firmly on the Lord's side.
只有这样的人才能够帮助人。
Only a person like that can help others.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己有没有站稳呢
？Have we stood firm?
我们到底是不是站在主这一边呢
？Are we standing on the Lord's side?
弟兄姊妹，我们要在主面前让主的圣灵来监察我们。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to search us.
我们到底有没有站稳呢
？Have we truly stood firm?
不仅如此。
Not only so.
他后面告诉我们
，He continues，
他说：“你这，求你这真实同父一轭的
，Indeed your true yoke fellow。”
哎，我很喜欢这个。
I really like that。
什么叫做真实同父一轭
？What is a true yoke fellow？
就是进到身体感觉的人。
That you have entered into the sense of the body。
弟兄姊妹，我们不单独啊。
We are not alone。
如果你说我是活在基督里的一个人
If you say, I live in Christ,
我在基督里是有学习的一个人
I have learned in Christ,
而你的侍奉总是单独的
and you're always serving by yourself,
你总是不愿意和弟兄来到交通
you're always unwilling to fellowship with brothers and
sisters, 你好像很少能够说你这真是与我同父一轭的
As if you could never truly say that I have true yoke fellows.
这个在主里没有学习，弟兄姊妹。
Then you haven't learned in Christ.
这不过是在我们自己里面。
You're just learning in yourself.
我们越活在自己里面，我们就愿意单独。
If the more you live in yourself, the more you want to be alone.
在基督里不是这样。
It is not so in Christ.
在基督里是真实的同父一轭。
In Christ, you are all true yoke fellows.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这句话好像离我们很远。
Do not feel that this word is so far away from us.
我觉得在我们的这个侍奉，在我们的这个聚会里面，常常我们可以经历到这件事情。
In our service, in our gathering assembly, we can always experience this.
当有人被圣灵感动，当在你感谢赞美的时候。
If anyone is moved by the Holy Spirit to give thanks and praise,
如果我们学习住在主里面
，If we're learning how to be in Christ,
你发现我们和我们的弟兄和我们的姊妹 是真实同负一轭。
Then we're truly sharing and bearing the same yoke with the brother.
当我的弟兄在那里赞美的时候
when my brother is praising God,
我们就灵里面一连被挑动起来。
Then my heart and spirit will also be moved.
我们被一个灵所感。
We'll be stirred up by the same spirit.
我弟兄的祷告赞美就是我的祷告赞美。
The praises and the prayer of my brother is my praises.
圣灵感动的我就阿门阿门。
So the spirit will move me to say amen, amen.
因为我跟我弟兄是同负一轭的。
Because I'm bearing the same yoke.
弟兄姊妹，我们是这样的来敬拜呢？我们还是当有人在那赞美、有人感谢的时候
？Brothers and sisters, do we praise like that, or do we pray, or do does anyone, when someone's praying?
我们像这个三个门徒一样，我们睡着了。
We're just like the three disciples who fell asleep.
你们祷告你们的。
You can pray yourself.
等到我祷告的时候再说了。
When it's my turn, I will pray.
这个时候是你们祷告。
Right now, it's your turn to pray.
等到下次轮到我祷告再说了。
In a while, it will be my turn to pray.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你发现同心合意的祷告，那是何等奇妙的事。
We see how amazing when someone can pray in one accord.
弟兄姊妹，同心合意的祷告在主的眼中是何等的宝贵啊。
The prayers in harmony is so precious in the Lord's eyes.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告聚会里面，当有人在那祷告的时候，我们是不是在那里在一个灵里一同扶持呢？
When we come to prayer meetings, when someone is praying, are we supporting them in the same spirit?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有进入到身体的感觉里呢？
Have we entered into the body?
如果我们学习在基督里，
If we're learning how to be in Christ,
如果你说我真的是在基督里，
If you say I'm truly in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个身体的感觉，
Then we have the sense of the body.
我记得在这个年轻人中间有一个弟兄啊，有一段时间，这个他主日他开口祷告的。
I remember among the young people at church, there was one brother, young brother, who started to pray on Sundays.
但是当开始祷告，他就叹气。
But whenever he started praying, he would start with sighing.
主啊，我们真可怜。
He said, "The Lord, we're so pitiful.
我们实在可怜。
We're truly pitiful.
我们太可怜。
We're so pitiful."
讲三遍，可怜，可怜，可怜。
He will say, "Pitiful, pitiful, pitiful."
你说这个真的也是很好，因为这是税利的祷告嘛。
And truly, it's a humbling prayer.
这是很好的祷告。
And yes, maybe it's a good prayer.
但如果每一次都是一个叹气，然后一个。可怜可怜可怜。
But every time if he begins with a sigh saying we're pitiful, pitiful, pitiful.
你里面好像感觉弟兄里面好像有个重担。
Then you have a sigh to say, or you have a sense in your heart to say, oh, maybe he's bothered by something.
就在一次祷告聚会里弟兄就稍微透露了一点。
So one time during a prayer meeting, he shared with us a little.
他说这个他这个不怕大家笑啊说长这么大了哈、啊、这个晚上睡觉还害怕。
He said, I will not be afraid to be ridiculed, but I am so old, but I'm still afraid when I go to sleep at night.
大家就哈一笑。
So people kind of
laugh. 这么大了。
He said, you're already so grown up.
这么大了，睡觉还要害怕。
What's to be afraid of when you go to bed?
但是那个那一天的祷告聚会里面。
But that day during the prayer meeting.
我们在祷告的时候，我们觉着那一个负担我们需要祷告。
There came a sense in us that we needed to pray for that burden.
真的感谢主，那一天我们的那个祷告非常的释放。
We truly thank the Lord that we experienced a great release.
我们不晓得他后来害怕不害怕。
We don't know the result either. He's still afraid before.
但我们听他的祷告变了。
But we hear that his prayer changed.
不是怜悯怜悯，可怜可怜。
He doesn't just pray with a sigh, saying, "Pitiful, have mercy."
主，我赞美你。
But he said, Lord, I praise you.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是真是同负一轭的呢？
Are we truly yoke fellows with one?
我们有没有进入到身体的感觉里呢？
We entered into the true sense of the corporate body.
这是在基督里的学习。
That is a learning in Christ.
后面他告诉我们。
And it continues to tell us.
他说你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说。你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主是近的。这个在这个翻译里面应该翻成主就是近的。The Lord is near.
Rejoice in the Lord always, he continues to say. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near.
弟兄姊妹，如果说我们是在主里面，
If we are truly in the Lord,
我们想帮助人。
We want to help others.
你自己有没有喜乐？
Do you have joy yourself?
我自己都是苦瓜脸。
If I have a bitter melon face.
啊，我真的是难过啊。
I'm truly pitiful.
我皱着眉头。
I have a frown all day long.
好像人家看我就这个人就有问题。
If whenever people sees me, he sees there's problem with.
你说我来帮助你。
And I say I'll help you.
我看他不想让你帮助他。
I don't think anyone wants to be helped by you.
弟兄姊妹，我们自己有没有喜乐呢
？Do you have joy yourself?
这里面头前面给我们看见主的命令。
First, we see it's a command from the Lord.
要喜乐
，rejoice.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐不是一个 optional， 不是一个可以选择的，是必须的。
This rejoicing is not an optional. It's a command from the Lord. It's mandatory.
因为主告诉我们说，常常喜乐。是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意啊。
Because in Thessalonians it says, rejoice always, that's the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的旨意啊。
It is a command, it's a will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这前面是个命令。
So in the first part of this verse, it's a command.
后面是条件。
And then it follows with condition.
让众人知道你们谦让的心。
Let your gentle spirit be known.
什么是谦让呢
？What is it to be gentle?
就是不争
，that you do not argue or fight with anyone，
不坚持自己
，you do not insist yourself。
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要去帮助人
，if I want to help others，
我们帮助一个很顽固的一个人
，I'm trying to help someone that's very stubborn。
我自己是一个很坚持的一个人
，but I'm very insistent myself。
我永远正确的
，I'm always right。
只要我说出来的都是正确的
，whatever I say is right。
弟兄姊妹，喜乐就没有了
，then there is no joy。
一定没有喜乐的。
I'm sure that you will not have joy.
后面就告诉我们那个喜乐的泉源。
And later on, it tells us the source of joy.
弟兄姊妹，主是近的。
The Lord is near.
刚才我们唱的那个诗歌就告诉我们主多近呢。
That hymn we just sang tells us how near the Lord.
看呐，面前就是磐石。
Lo, the rock of before us.
喜乐活泉可来尝啊
！That there is a gushing water from the rock before us。
你说从前我唱这首诗歌，我真的是没好好唱啊。
Before I sing this hymn, I didn't sing it.
我说看
呐，
前面就是磐石。
I say, oh Lord, the rock is before us.
那前面不知道多远呢
？I don't know how far ahead, but somewhere ahead is the rock.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人家在写诗歌的时候，人家不是这么写的。
But I realized that's not how the hymn writer was writing the hymn.
看呐，面前就是磐石。
The hymn writer says, right before your face.
弟兄姊妹，主就是随着我们的灵磐石。
The Lord is the spiritual rock following us.
弟兄姊妹，何等宝贵呢
？How precious is that?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的环境让我们喜乐不起来
，If our circumstance cannot cause us
to rejoice， 如果我的弟兄让我喜乐不起来
，If our brothers and sisters cannot cause us to rejoice，
我们的家庭、我们的孩子让我们喜乐不起来
，If our family、our children cannot cause us to rejoice，
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个喜乐的泉源
，We still have a source of joy，
就是。这个随着我们的灵磐石。
There is a spiritual rock that follows.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐活泉可来尝了。
That all the gushing water from this rock is before us.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有尝过这个喜乐的泉源呢
？Have you tasted the joy of the
source of this joy? 这里告诉我们主是近的。
He says the Lord is near.
你不要以为主离你很远呢。
Do not think the Lord is far from you.
主的救恩何等的奇妙呢
！The salvation of the Lord is so wonderful.
如果你说你是住在主里的
，If you're living in Christ，
你说我是在基督里的
，If you say you're in Christ，
弟兄姊妹，你知道这一个磐石离你有多近吗
？Then do you not know how close and how near is this rock with you？
就在你的面前
，It is right before you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。我们如果要想成为人的帮助
，Brothers and sisters, if we want to help anyone,
这一个喜乐的泉源有没有在我们里面来涌流呢
？Then do we have the source of living water that overflows in us?
这叫做在基督里。
That is to be in Christ.
不是因着环境。
It is not because of the circumstances.
不是因着难处过去了。
It is not because the difficulties have passed.
只因着主是近的。
Simply because the Lord is near.
只因着这随着我们的灵磐石。
Just because of the spiritual rock before us.
我们里面就有一个喜乐的泉源。
There is a source of joy before us.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这样的人能够帮助人。
So then you see these people can help others.
我们有个姊妹。她生了癌症。
There is a sister among us who had cancer.
非常的稀奇。
Very amazingly.
许多人都找她。
Many people go to her.
她有一个喜乐的泉源。
Because there somehow in her a source of all joy.
弟兄姊妹，她身上有癌症啊。
She has cancer herself.
那是在两三年以前的事情。
It happened 2-3 years ago.
现在看见好像都没事了。
Now seems like the cancer has passed.
在那个时候正是最危机的时候。
But even in the most critical time,
许多人找他。
Many people will go to her.
我愿意跟你一起祷告。
Oh, can you pray with me?
我愿意跟你有点交通。
I want to fellowship with you.
你怎么会有这个喜乐的泉源？
How do you find this spring of joy?
你怎么在这样的环境里还有个喜乐的泉源？
In such a circumstance, how do you still have a spring of joy?
弟兄姊妹，主是近的。
The Lord is near.
主是随着我们的灵磐石。
The Lord is a spiritual rock before us.
看哪，面前就是磐石。
Right before us.
喜乐活泉可来尝。
The gushing waters from the rock that we can taste and see.
他后面接着又告诉我们。
And he continues on.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
还有人这个好。
Some people say, oh, that's good.
哎，一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
那我知道我今天是在基督里了。
And now I know I'm in Christ.
我本来就是一无挂虑。
I have nothing to care for.
我这个人就乐天派。
I was optimistic to start.
我这个人就糊里糊涂的过日子。
I live my day with no care.
No care. 我什么都不关心。
I don't care for anything.
反正有人做饭。
Someone will prepare the food.
反正那个被子有人叠。
Someone will make my bed.
到了时候怎么着这个叫做什么车到山前必有路的。
I'm gonna say that when I come before the mountain, there's gotta be a way.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候人以为说一无挂虑就什么都不管了。
Some people think be anxious for nothing means you won't care for anything.
这不叫在基督里啊。
That is not in Christ.
那是在懒惰的里面。
That's in laziness.
那叫不忠心，对不对？
That is unfaithfulness.
弟兄姊妹，这个一无挂虑是什么意思？
What does it mean to be anxious for nothing?
有责任啊。
That you have a responsibility.
身上挂了很多的责任。
You have many responsibilities.
但是不挂忧虑。
But there is no anxiety.
好，弟兄姊妹，这叫在基督里。
And that is to be in Christ.
多么奇妙的救恩啊。
How wonderful
is the salvation. 弟兄姊妹，在基督里一面挂着主耶稣基督的见证。
On one hand, you're holding on to the witness, the testimony of Jesus.
他常常在他书信里说，做使徒的保罗。
He always mentions in his epistles that I am the apostle of Christ.
他是一个做使徒的。
He is the apostle.
他是一个被差遣的人。
He is one that's sent.
主耶稣基督的见证托付在他的身上。
The testimony of Jesus is on his shoulders.
但是他在神面前学习一件事。
Yet he's learning one thing from
the Lord. 没有错，这个担子非常非常的重要。
Truly, this burden is very, very important.
但是这个重量却卸给神。
But this burden has no weight.
弟兄姊妹，奇妙不奇妙？
Isn't that wonderful?
主说，我的担子是轻省的。
The Lord says, my burden is light.
我的轭是容易的。
But my yoke is easy.
哪个担子容易啊？
Which yoke is easy?
我看都不容易啊。
I don't think anyone is easy.
你看看生活里这些的事多少啊。
You see all the chores in life, there's so many of them.
多烦啊。
How mundane they are.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里就是这么奇妙啊。
But it is so wonderful in Christ.
不是说你回去你说先生，我告诉你，今天我一无挂虑了。
Not that you go back home and tell your husband, I will have anxieties for nothing.
饭是不做了。
I don't have to cook anymore.
衣服是不洗了。
I won't have to wash anymore.
孩子你来送啊。
You can send your kids to school.
我今天要住在基督里了。
I am now living in Christ.
我一无挂虑了。
I have anxieties for nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一无挂虑啊。
That's not to be anxious for nothing.
你照样做饭。
You still have
responsibilities. 照样洗衣服。
You still cook and do laundry.
照样送个孩子。
You still send your kids to school.
那你说怎么自己就乱了套了？
Then you say this will be a mess.
根本不可能一无挂虑的。
Then I will have to have anxiety.
这里告诉我们秘诀。
But here's the secret.
他学过了。
He have learned it.
借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
By prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, give.All your requests be made known to God.
不是把责任都推给丈夫。
Not that you give all the responsibilities and push it.
也不是把责任都推给妻子。
Not to push them to your wife.
不是做一个无所谓的人。
Not to be a completely careless
person. 做一个不忠心的人。
To be an unfaithful person.
乃是有秘诀。
But that there is a secret.
你说有的弟兄他们这个交通这一段，我觉得非常好。
With some brother has shared about these scriptures, they shared very well.
他们说，你知道，在这个从前，在这个盖房子的时候，如果你要盖两层、三层的话，那么他们要从底下要把砖扔上去的。
He said before there were machines. If you
no
want
machine,
to,
no machine, people.
Before there were machines, if you wanted to build a house for two or three stories, you have to throw the bricks onto the second story.
但是你知道，因为这个楼层太高了，不能一下子扔上去的。
But because it's too tall, you cannot throw all the way to the third story.
所以它中间有它有几步的，就是先扔给这个人，然后再扔上去，然后再扔上去。
So there are a few steps. You first throw to what person on the second level, and then the person will throw to a level above.
你知道站在中间的这些人就很关键了。
So the people in the middle are very key persons.
因为他有了这一个砖以后，要赶紧扔的。
So as soon as he gets the brick, he needs to throw it up.
如果不扔的话，下一块就又来了。
If he doesn't, then the next one is coming.
你知道你不扔的话，最后这三块又来了。
If he doesn't throw it up very quickly, then there will be three bricks. And then before he knows it, he will be overburdened.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？有的时候站在最上面那个人，他会打盹的。
You know, some people on the very top, he will slack off a little bit.
他说他累了。
He said, I'm tired.
我需要午饭的时间。
It's lunch break for me.
我需要有个 nap, 我需要有个午睡。
I need a nap.
那中间这就惨了。
Then the people in the middle would have really burdened.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是中间这个人啊。
We are the people in the middle.
这些环境就是底下扔砖的。
And all these environments of the people that's
throwing bricks at us. 弟兄姊妹，环境绝对不会少扔给我们的，放心好了。
And they will not take a break from throwing bricks at us.
你知道这些环境常常扔给我们的。
You know these environments will always cast burdens.
孩子给你扔一个，孩子给你扔一个，老板再给你扔两个。
Your wife will throw a brick at you, and your kids will throw one. Your boss will throw two.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们上面这一位会不会睡觉？
But do you know this person above us? Will he slumber or sleep?
耶和华万军之主。
The Lord Jehovah, the mighty one.
他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
永在的父啊。
He is the everlasting Father.
弟兄姊妹，他不疲倦，不打盹，不睡觉。
He does not grow weary or sleep or slumber.
而且他说你们要将一切的重担怎么样卸给耶和华。
And he says, cast all your burdens upon
the Lord. 不是把责任卸给他。
Do not cast your responsibilities to the Lord.
是把那个重担都卸给他。
To cast your burdens to him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们在如果真的是在中间那个让扔的话，那这离得很远了。
Brothers and sisters, you know, if we're truly in the middle of throwing it up,
就算他不睡觉，他不打盹，问题是我也累了。
Even though he is, we have to cast a long way before we can reach him. Even though if he doesn't,
前面写的多好，主是近的。
Even if he doesn't grow tired, we'll be tired.
只要你借着祷告、
but
祈求、感谢，他就寄过去了。
But it already told us the Lord is near. He's not far away. As long as you give him prayers, supplications with thanksgiving, he will take it from you.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历？
Have you experienced that?
我们中间有一个朋友。
There is a friend among us.
他想信主。
He wanted to believe the Lord.
他就一直没有经历。
But he hasn't experienced anything.
就问我说怎么能够经历到主。
So he asked me, how can I experience the Lord?
我们就跟他说祷告啊。
So I told him, then pray.
这是秘诀，对不对？
Isn't that a secret?
你只祷告嘛。
Just pray.
哎，这个祷告，祷告有什么用？
So he said, what's good?
不会祷告。
What good is prayer? I don't know how to pray.
我就告诉他怎么祷告。
So I taught him a little bit how to pray.
他过了两个星期。
After 2 weeks,
他来了。
He came back.
哎呀，这太奇妙了。
He said, oh, it's truly wonderful.
说他去这个应征一个工作。
He said, he went to for a job application.
说因为你知道这个期限快到了，所以你知道他紧张到一个地步，身上这个全身到下就都打颤。
His time has, or his, there was a deadline, so the deadline was near, so he was very nervous to the point that he was shaking all over.
就是这个牙齿都在打颤，怎么讲话啊？这个。
That even his teeth was stuttering.
这个需要去 interview， 人家一看这个样子就算了，走吧。
He said, "How can I go to interview? As soon as they see me, they will be like, 'You may go.'"
他想起来了。
And then he remembered.
他说："哎，那个教会的那些人说要祷告。
And these people from church told me to pray.
他就祷告。
So he started praying.
说求神来帮他。
He said, "Lord, may you help me.
我实在是不行了。
I can't do it."
我连进去的力量都没有了。
I don't even have strength to enter the door.
他后来告诉我们。
And then later on, he told us.
太奇妙了。
He said it was so wonderful.
就这么一个简单的祷告。
So amazing. Even it was a simple prayer.
他所有的惧怕都没有了。
All his fears were gone.
他所有的重担都卸给了耶和华。
All his burdens were casted to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are children of God.
我们说我们今天住在基督里。
We say we want to live in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，其实这条路不是很远的。
But this way is not far away.
你不要以为住在基督里是高不可攀的。
Do not think being in Christ is something so far out of reach.
弟兄姊妹，住在基督里不是不担许多的责任，不担重担。
It is not that
不担担子。
It's not that you will not have responsibilities.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们却不让那个挂虑，让那个忧虑挂在我们身上。
But these worries and these anxieties will not overburden.
这是在基督里的奇妙的救恩。
And that is amazing salvation in Christ.
后面给我们看见一个住在基督里的人。
And later on, it tells us for anyone to live in Christ,
思想一定受管制的。
His mind is controlled.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们说我们是住在基督里
，If we are in Christ，
我们整天想一些乱七八糟的事情
，And our mind is all over the place，
误会的事情
，And all our mind is defiled，
卑贱的事情
，Many things that are base，
不单纯的事情
，Many things that are impure，
猜疑的思想整天在那里转
，That there are plenty of doubtful thoughts in our heads，
虚空的妄想
，And these vain thoughts，
弟兄姊妹，我们没住在基督里
，Then we cannot be in Christ。
住在基督里，我们的心思意念受管制。
If we're in Christ, then our mind and our heart will be changed.
这里面他就告诉我们真实的。
Here it says whatever is true,
noble, 尊贵的、可敬的。
Whatever is noble or honorable,
公义的。
Whatever is right,
单纯的、清洁的。
Whatever is pure,
可爱的。
Whatever is lovely,
有美名的。
Whatever is of good repute,
这些事。在基督里，你就思想这些事。
Think of this, dwell upon these things in Christ.
有一次刮飓风。
One time the hurricane came.
我们知道这个，我们那个在聚会的地方，这个停电了。
And there was a blackout at the gathering place.
那么到了这个第二个星期，那么就是我们这跟弟兄姊妹祷告以后，就是只要五点时候来，我们就开始聚会，就一定可以聚会。五点钟的电来的话，我们就聚会。
Also, in prayer meeting, we say if the electricity returns at 5 o'clock, then our gathering can continue.
而且这个在西南区弟兄姊妹也为我们祷告。
And the brothers and sisters here also prayed for us.
你说那个时候，你知道这个，因为这个时间快到了，你知道我就开始胡思乱想。
And when the time is about to come, my mind started wondering all over the place.
虚空的幻想。
There are a lot of vain imaginations.
想说到这个家怎么办？到那个家怎么办
？I said, well, maybe we can go to this house. Maybe we can go to the other person's house.
我就在主面前有个祷告。
And then I started praying before the Lord.
主就给我看见虚空的妄想。
The Lord showed me these are all vain thoughts.
为什么不安静下来呢
？Why do you not quiet your heart？
为什么不好好准备晚上的聚会呢
？Why do you not prepare for the gathering？
你怎么不想想那真实的呢
？Why don't you think of whatever is true？
什么是真实的呢
？What is true？
主坐在宝座上，这是真实的。
The Lord is on His throne, and that is true.
弟兄姊妹，4:15电来了。
At 4:15, the electricity came.
感谢主，那个时候。我因着准备的都忘了时间了。
And I thank the Lord, I was preparing for the Bible study, I even forgot about
the time. 我听到这个弟兄姊妹打电话来，我真的感谢主。
And I heard a phone call came from a brother, and I was truly thankful.
弟兄姊妹在基督里。
We are when we are in Christ.
我们的心怀意念，我们的心思受保守。
Our heart and mind will be kept.
他说那个出人意外的平安。
That there is a peace.
Surpassing comprehension.
This peace that surpasses all comprehension is like a guard. And it keeps us our heart and mind. It blocks out all the vain thoughts. It is so precious to be in Christ.
对不起，我太啰嗦，时间过了。
I'm sorry that I have spent more time than I wanted.
哎呀，你知道这使徒保罗他说他的这个在基督里真的是太宝贵了。
So the Apostle Paul says it's truly so precious to be in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这叫在基督里。
That is what it means to be in Christ.
那么后面他就告诉我们说，那我简单提一下，那么怎么样在基督里呢
？I'll simply mention how to be in Christ.
没有错，我们的地位上我们都在基督里。
Truly positionally, we are all in Christ.
那我们的经历是什么？我们怎么在基督里呢
？But how can we experience to be in Christ?
我们都很羡慕了。
We truly envy that.
我们都很羡慕，一面有 种许多的责任，一面又没有挂虑。
We desire and envy that position where we have many responsibilities yet no burden.
我们都羡慕说我们有一个不同的眼光。
We all desire to have a different perspective.
我们何等的羡慕都住在基督里呢。
We all desire to be in Christ.
那我们怎么样像使徒保罗说的，我们就靠着那加我能力，在那加我能力者的里面，凡事都能做呢？
But how can we be like Apostle Paul to say, I can do all things in him who empowers me?
这句话就给我们很多的启示。
Even that sentence itself gives us a lot of revelation.
头一个就是给我们看见我们不能啊。
First, we can see that we cannot.
如果我们能，我们就不在那个加我能力者的里面了嘛。
If we can do it ourselves, then we would not need to be in him.
弟兄姊妹，我们听到的是我们常常听我们不能，对不对？
Many times we hear the message saying, oh, we cannot.
这没什么新鲜的，对不对？
It is nothing new.
我早就知道我不能。
I knew this long time ago.
但问题是这样，我们到底知道我们不能。
But the problem is we know in our head that we cannot do it.
事情一来，我们就要试着我们能。
But even whenever circumstances arise, we want to try and attempt to see if we can truly know. If we truly saw that we cannot,
遇到事情我们都不打算呢。
Then when problems comes, we won't even try to do it.
这才叫学会了。
Then you will learn it.
这里说他学会了。
Here Paul says, I learned it.
我们学了道理。
I have learned the message before. I learned the doctrine before.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你不能，那个是道理。
Only knowing that you cannot is just the doctrine.
当神借着环境，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，在那里训练我们的时候
，Then the Lord will bring out the environments, in needs, in humble means, in prosperity.
你跟主说啊、
He will train us.
我不仅知道我不能啊，我连都不打算我能了。
Then you will truly tell the Lord, not only I know I cannot, I don't even want to try or attempt to see if I can.
你知道，我就在最简单的例子，你知道，有的时候真的对不起，我不是说妻子不好，我是说妻子有的时候真的有的时候她会重复的。
I don't mean to be harsh on the wives, but they do sometimes repeat themselves a lot.
你知道，有的时候这个忍不住了。
Sometimes you just can't hold it back anymore.
我们知道发脾气这是罪啊。
You know being angry is a sin.
虽然那个脾气以后你还是对不起，对不对？
Even after you get mad, you will still have to go back and say I'm sorry. But you know that will be a failure.
这个不是像这里所说的凡事都能吗？
That would not be what it says here, that you can do all things.
你说可以忍一忍的。
Sometimes you can hold back your temper for a little while.
可是到第三天的时候真的是忍不住了。
But come the third day, you truly cannot hold it back anymore.
如果还要继续忍的话，那就要生癌了。
If you still have to hold it back, then maybe cancer will even come up.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现真的忍不住的。
So you know you cannot hold it back by yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道当你的当有当这个你这种情形下你怎么办
？I don't know what you would do.
你说上次我这失败了。
You say last time I failed.
这一次求主帮助我。
This time I'll ask the Lord to help me.
让我能够忍得住。
So that I can hold it back.
你发现你又失败了。
And you see you will fail again.
弟兄姊妹，为什么你失败吗
？Do you know why you fail?
因为你说你不能是个道理。
Because you say you cannot do it.
你没有看见你不能。
But you did not truly see that you cannot. If you truly have the vision that you cannot do it, then you will not even try to hold it back on your own.
我根本不会忍耐。
You will tell the Lord, I don't even know how to hold anger back.
不仅如此，我也不打算忍耐。
Not only that, I don't even want to try to hold my anger back. Then you say, what do you do? Then perhaps you will learn it.
弟兄姊妹，不过这是学会的第一步。
But that's only a first step.
你知道有的人就说哎这个我学会了。
But some people will think, oh, I got it.
我今天听到了我听学会了。
I heard the message, I got it.
哎呀我不仅不能啊我也不打算能啊。
Not only I know I cannot, not only I know I cannot.
大发脾气。
I don't even want to try not to do it.
弟兄姊妹这不是这里告诉我们的秘诀对不对
?So I'll just let my anger go. But
that's not the secret. 这里面是你不能。
Here it says you cannot.
你也不打算能。
You don't want to attempt to try to do
it. 这里说你能不能，你要有没有让主能呢
？But have you given the power to him?
over power. Yeah. 让主人, let him
do you, have you allowed him to do it?
弟兄姊妹, 这是秘诀。
That is a secret.
今天很多时候人以为说我不能就算了。
So many times we stop at saying that we cannot.
我也不打算能算了。
We stop at saying that we won't even try.
谁想扫地扫地吧。
Whoever wants to sweep the floor, let them do it.
谁想干什么干什么。
Do whatever they want.
我不能。
Because I can't do it.
我也不打算能。
I don't want to try to do it.
我学会了。
Because I learned it.
弟兄姊妹，这不叫学会了。
That is not how you learn it.
这是学会的第一步。
That is only a first step.
后面还有呢。
There's more.
还有第二步。
The second step.
第二步就让主呢。
Is that you have to allow him.
你好不好让主来听一听你太太讲话。
Will you allow the Lord to listen to your wife?
弟兄姊妹，非常奇妙。
It's amazingly.
我不能。
I cannot do it.
我也不打算能。
And I won't try to do it.
但我不停在这儿。
But I don't stop there.
我让主能。
I let the Lord to do it.
主你来做。
Lord, you do it.
你发现哈，主听的时候不仅忍耐。
Not only when the Lord is listening, not only he has a patience.
而且还长久忍耐。
But he has long suffering.
而且还有恩赐。
And he has grace.
他谢谢。
He will even say thank you.
谢谢太太提醒我。
Thank you, wife, for reminding me.
不是敷衍了事。
Not just to what?
Superficially.
To piece the problem.
弟兄姊妹乃是从心里面觉得真的有这样的太太太好了。
But truly from your heart, you felt, I'm so blessed to have a wife.
弟兄，这是秘诀，对不对？
And that would be a secret.
秘诀头一步是我们不能。
First is to recognize that you cannot. To a certain point that you will see that there's not even point of trying.
千万不要停在这儿。
But don't stop there.
让主能。
Let the Lord do it.
弟兄姊妹，你发现腓立比的教会弟兄姊妹何等的蒙恩呢？
See how blessed are the brothers and sisters in Philippi.
你发现他们交通于使徒保罗的苦难。
And you see that they are fellowshipping upon the suffering of Paul.
所以使徒保罗就把这个秘诀交通给他。
Therefore, Paul can share the secret with them.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候人愿意顾到主的事？
Whenever you have a mind for the business of the Lord,
主一定顾到我们。
The Lord will certainly take care of your business.
他要把这个秘诀开启在我们里。
And he will open up the secret to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天因着主的慈爱。
Brothers and sisters, because of the loving mercy of God, because of all the loving kindness, He loved us so much. Let us have a heart for His testimony. Let us offer ourselves for the business of the Lord. As you see, the brothers and sisters in Philippi have offered themselves for the service of the Lord. What did Apostle Paul say?
他们经历到神的供应。
He said they have experienced the supply of the Lord.
他告诉他们说，这个神的供应不是照着他们的需要。
And Paul says the supply from the Lord is not according to their need.
神的供应乃是照着他的丰富。
But the supply of the Lord comes from the abundance of the riches of God.
神的供应不是照着我们可怜的光景。
It is not because of our poor condition.
神的供应乃是照着他荣耀的恩典。
But it's by the
照着他荣耀的旨意。
But the glory of His grace, by the glory of His will.
照着他荣耀的丰富，必在基督耶稣里，这样来使你们一切所需用都充足。
That's why He says, "My God will supply all your needs according to the riches in glory in Christ Jesus."
弟兄姊妹，在基督里不是被动的。
Brothers and sisters, we're not passive in Christ.
不要做一个被动的基督徒。
Do not be a passive Christian.
不要做一个头脑都倒空的一个基督徒。
Do not be an empty-minded Christian.
神从来不盼望我们脑筋是空的。
God does not want our mind to be completely empty.
他让我们思想这些积极的。
He wants us to think about the positive.
基督徒的生活是主动的，弟兄姊妹。
To dwell upon the positive.
为什么有这个主动呢？
We have an active life.
因为主爱了我们。
We have a proactive life.
是主的爱激励了我们。
Because the love of God constrains us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在基督里的生活绝不是被动的生活。
The life in Christ is not a passive life.
今天人以为说我不能就算了。
A lot of people stop at where, to say that we cannot.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的见证。
But this is not our testimony.
我们的见证不是见证我们能。
Our testimony is not to say we can.
也不是见证我们不能。
We do not testify to say we cannot.
我们乃是见证耶稣基督是主。
But we can say Jesus Christ is Lord.
基督能。
And he is able.
他能。
More than able.
所以他后面说我的神。
So he said my God.
弟兄姊妹，这是他亲身所经历的神。
And that is a God that he personally.
这一位神不仅是他创造宇宙万有的神。
It's not only a God who created all things in universe.
更是他在生命中所经历的这一位神。
But this is a God who was experienced by Paul in his personal life.
他是他的眼睛都开。
God has opened his eyes.
从黑暗中转向光。
He has turned him from darkness into light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
Saved him from the dominion of Satan.
这一位的神。
This God,
他在旷野开道路,
He opens a way in the desert and opened the spring in the desert.
他事无变有,
and He caused something out of nothing.
他叫死人复活,
He caused the dead to be resurrected. This God
成了我的神,
became my God.
弟兄姊妹, 这是什么?
What is that?
这是第三个秘诀,
and that is the third secret.
这是这个秘诀第三个方面,
it is the third aspect of the secret.
活的信心,
it's a living faith.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样住在基督里
？Brothers and sisters, how can we live in Christ?
看见自己不能。
We have to see that we cannot.
甚至都不打算呢。
We don't even want to attempt to see if we're able or not.
第二，让主能。
But let the Lord be able.
第三是活的信心。
Then you will have a living faith.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得使徒保罗给我们实在是太好的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, Paul has offered us such great help.
不要以为在基督里好像就这么简单。
Do not think being in Christ is so easy.
我们所有生活中的难处、侍奉中的难处、所有解决的秘诀都在这里。
And all the solution for all the problems in our life, in our service,
就这么几个字。
It is these few words.
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒喜乐的原因。
That is the reason we rejoice.
因为我们得着了秘诀。
Because we have received the secret.
愿圣灵真的帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit truly help us.
让我们在生活里面实际的来经历什么叫在基督里。
So that we can truly experience what it means to be in Christ.
我们真的经历，我们身上真的是有责任的，弟兄姊妹。
We can see that we truly have a responsibility.
但是却没有挂虑。
But we don't have a weight of the anxiety.
多么奇妙，弟兄姊妹。
How wonderful would that be?
当我们这样来经历的时候
，If we experience such experience,
我们要和使徒保罗一同的说
，We will say with the Apostle Paul,
我的神
，My God,
我的神
，He is my God.
弟兄姊妹，他实在是我们每一个的神。
Truly, He is a God for each one of us.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们都学习住在基督里。
That we can all learn to be living in Christ.
让我们过一个正常的基督徒生活。
That we can live.A normal Christian life.
让主的荣耀从我们身上彰显出来。
That His glory may be manifested through us.
让主在我们身上得着荣耀。
That He can gain glory from us.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们是在把这些简单的话语都交在你的手中。
We give these simple words into your hand.
求主借着圣灵，你来光照我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you enlighten us.
你在我们里面放下那渴慕的心。
That you will give us a longing heart.
我们里面愿意住在基督里。
That we would long and desire to be in Christ.
这是你在救恩里所赐给我们的。
You have already given us in your
salvation. 让我们天天实际的来经历什么叫做住在基督的里面。
Help us to experience in reality to live in Christ.
好让你的旨意都成就在我们的身上。
So that your will be done in us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.